Leon Simon Shinla Medalid Sif Huff. Hagil Yainim, the borders. Seita. Shalamaila, they're over the Ksav. The Shalamata, the underneath the Ksav. Shebein Parsha Le Parsha, and then between one Parsha and another Parsha. Bishabain daf le daf, the between one daf and another daf. Shebetchilas has sefer, for the borders and the beginning of the sefer. Bishabesayf has sefer, ein matzilin oisam. That in Shabbos, even though there is a heter to rescue Kisvei HaKadosh, that's Kisvei HaKadosh, but the Gilyonim, which are not Kisvei HaKadosh, these are the borders of the Kisvei HaKadosh, so there is no heter of Atzolah. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. HaGilyonim, so how do you have borders? If you have, it's part of the Sefer, so you matzel the Sefer. So what's Pshad? You're not matzel the borders. Shenechtechu min ha-sefer. They were cut off from the Sefer. So a person has now in his house a lot of gilyonim, a lot of borders. Nothing is written on them. If they weren't permitted to be cut off, they weren't permitted. But now, that's the story. He has over here, yeah, yes. The board, that's right. The borders on top, on the bottom. Yes. And the love not get the cover. No. By a safe return, you have... Oh, see. Yeah, but safe return, kiss what kind of share, but yeah. No. I think we're talking about a safe shebegilion. That was Bisman Chazal, and the Sefer had borders on top, on the bottom, between the Dafim and the beginning. And they were cut off. And now, there's a Deleike. So even though Kol Zman, they were Mechuba to the Sefer, they had Kedusha Sefer Torah, and Yizikha matzel them as Kisvei HaKadosh, but now that they're cut off, they lose this Kedusha, and there's no din. The Kedusha that enables us to be matzel them, that Kedusha they don't have anymore. That's case number one. Or another case, Oishenimcha kaseifa, let's say they weren't cut off. But we had a sefer Torah that the Oishias became erased. The Lainishtaya by Pei Hei Oisiyais, and there's not enough words in the Sefer Torah, which Tevei Shleimais, that when you'll put them all together, you'll have 85 Oisiyais. So we said, if you have such a Sefer Torah, and you'll take out from the whole Sefer Torah complete words, and you'll add up the words together, and you'll have You'll add up the letters of the words. You'll have 85 letters. So then the din is that sefer, even though you can't learn in it, and but it has tas kedushas sefer. And in the halacha of matzilin kisvei hakodesh, this one can be matzil this also. But if it does not have Pei Hei Oisiyis, it doesn't have 85 letters, so then not only the Mokim that was written on loses its Kedusha, but the borders that their Kedusha was never because anything was written on them. They had a Kedusha of a Gilyon to a Sefer, but now that the Sefer lost its Kedusha, so the Gilyon also lost its Kedusha. So that these are the two cases that we can understand the Mechaber, that we cannot be matzel the gilyonis of a sefer, either they were cut off or the ISIS and the Sefer were erased. So in these two cases, the Gioinis lose their previous Kedusha, and one cannot be matzel them. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to mention that this halacha is a shaila in the Gemara. Gemara is a shaila, and the Gemara remains with a shaila. Are you permitted to be matzel? You're not permitted to be matzel. The Gemara is not patient to shaila. In la halacha, we paskin that since the Gemara wasn't patient, so we are machmer sheim al tasa odis, so we say one is not permitted to be matzel. But this, what we said, one is not permitted to be matzel, is not that it is. That is the hanhaga l'alocha, since the Gemara did not say one is permitted, it's a suffix. So misuffix, one is not permitted to be matzel. This is negated to understand the Mishnah Berura further. But al kaponim, that is the din, one is not permitted to be matzel, then the goyonis. Now, the Tosav Maram B'tshuva. Now, till now, we're speaking about Hatzolah Me'adleike. So he said it doesn't have a proper Kedusha to be matter, to be Matzol Me'adleike. But Le'idach Gisa, because of Maram B'tshuvim, Shahoya Batakone B'cheirim, Shaloi Le'katzeitz Gilyon Sefer Afilu Kedei Lichtoiv Olof. Anudim, let's say a person wants to write something, he doesn't have a klaf, and he has a gilyon, so cut it off to write on it, and it was a takone beseirim, you don't cut it off. So this is a different, this has nothing to do now with the loche of atzolim. But there's a new takone, one should not cut off the gilyonis, the borders. What's a takone? Fine. That's what the Maram says, B'tshuvim. Ubemaises binyomim, Bemaises binyomim siminkuf, Heris al hagilyonim shel asvarim, he spoke about the borders. Shahakoshim asvarim choitchen oison umashlichen. Now he spoke about, let's speak about practical cases when people print svarim and then you bind the svarim. So the seder is that the person who binds the sefer, he cuts the pages, that all pages should have a proper length, and he cuts off the borders and the edges of the pages. And that's the meaning. And the Maases Binyamin says that this is permissible. Vahatam, kimin de nogu kach, that's the meaning. I mean, if you want to bind a sefer, you can't bind it without doing this. That's the normal procedure. That means he's saying as follows. There are certain inyonim which we say leim bezdin masna leim. That means since there's a necessity that one should do certain things, or else we'll get into hot water. So we assume when these things were made and the Kedusha was put on them, there's a concept of laying bed and masna layim that for certain purposes they're permitted, the ashimush is permitted. Now let me give an example. For example, we have a bima in a shul. And the bima in the shul, so you put the sefer Torah on the bima, so it's tashmish and kedusha. So come out, a person is not allowed to put a sefer on the bima, because it's Tashmishek Nusha, it's ointment for to hold the Sefer Torah. But there's a cloud, so what's going to be? So no one will be able to stand next to the Sefer Torah, won't be able to lean on it, won't be able to put a Sefer on it. So there is a concept that when the Bima was made, when the mantle, you put over the Bima was made, and there's an understanding that we are, that even though, according to the Oymek Hadin, this becomes Tashmishe Kedusha, and one is not permitted to have any shimush with this. But since this is Kemat impossible, it's very difficult. So we say, even though no one really thought about it per se, but Leim Bezen Masna Leim, that when the Bima was made, when the mantle on the Bima was put on, it was put on with an understanding that a person could also have a shimush on it. So when the Kedusha is put on the Bima, it is put on with a reservation. It's Kodesh, but the things which are very difficult to refrain from, so the Kedusha was never put on that one should have to be mechuyev to refrain from these shimushim. That's what it says in Kuf Nun Daled. So the Masas Ben Yomin says, so in the same way, when the Svarim are printed with Gilyonis, there's an understanding that a part of the Gilyon will have to be cut. So there never was Chal a Kedusha on this Chalav of the Gilyon, which is Oymet to be cut. This is what the Masas Binyamin says. Shakoshrim Asvarim Chaykhinoison. That he says the Gilyonis of Svarim, those who bind the Svarim, they cut them. Umashlichon, and they throw them away. We're talking about there's no covet for them. There's no chash of bezoyin. They cut them and throw them away. So what is pshat in this? V'hatam, kiven the nogu kach, havelu ki'ilu hisnu aleihem mitchilev. That is the meaning, that's the process, the procedure that is done with all svarim. So it's ki'ilu, a condition was made when the sefer was printed, that the Gilyonis, which will be aimed to be cut off, never received any Kedushas HaGilyon, and therefore there's no Issa of Bezoyin, and you can throw them away. This is what the Masas Binyamin says. Ayin Simin Kufnun Dalas Ibtas Vin Kain. Vinkain, so these Gilyonis ain't Matzilinoisom. There's no Shaila whatsoever. So this is what I was magdum to begin with. That means that what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Gilyonis, you're not Matzil. That's speaking about, that's a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara only said, me suffix. He's not permitted to be matzal them. The mother remained with a suffix. But the Gilyonis of Svarim, which are aimed to be cut off, that never had any Kedusha whatsoever. You can throw them away. So that's what he's saying over here. Those Gilyonis, there's no Shiloh whatsoever. He brings down as follows. Hamachates misvarim, if you cut off the Gilyonis of Svarim, is Bachadoshim Mutter. The Gilyon of a new Sefer is Mutter. Be Yishonim also. But if it was a Sefer that was learned already, this is also. So now, what is the difference between a new Sefer and the old Sefer? Vahatam, the Bechadoshim by new Svarim, Kehistum Mitchiladomi. That it's just by new Sefer, there's a understanding that they will not remain. So therefore, it is halacha like it's oymet to be cut off, so never acquired a kedusha. Vazmone gam kelav milsi. That's what he was masmin it, that someone will learn in it eventually. That doesn't make it kaddish. Avok shekval londu mehem. But what is if you have a sefer that they learned in the sefer already? So the minute you learn in the sefer, so then the sefer acquired a kedusha through the learning. So I told you, so that would mean, according to the Agude, that means when you first bind the sefer, it never was learned in yet, so it doesn't have a kedusha, so the geyonis are aimed to be cut off, so no shaila. But if you learned in the sefer, and now l'chayra, I want to go to a bookbinder, I want to rebind it, and I want it, so that l'chayra is not so poshut, that is a kedusha on it, and it's got some kedushas as for him, and that is, so that l'chayra is a kedusha. So it's not poshut if one is permitted to cut it off and throw it away, because it acquired a kedusha. That's Agil Yainim. Siv Chof Aleph. Ha'apikusen. Dahainu ha'adukim ba'avoydes keichovim. Person who is a firm oyvind kechavim, not in avodas zarim, v'chein hamumrim la'avodas kechavim. Davon, you don't understand these two types of, these are adukim la'avodas zarim, these are mumrim la'avodas kechavim. Exactly, I don't know what the difference is. Shekosvu lahem kisvei akaydish. And they wrote a chumash with all halachas on the cloth and yoyin, sabashuris, all halachas. Ain matzilin oisam. So if it's Shabbos, you let it burn. That's number one. Number two, v'av b'choil, if you see such a sefer Torah, b'choil, that an apikoyres or a mumma l'avaydazor wrote, sirfon, you burn it in ha'askore shebem. With all the shameless, you burn everything. So we'll see in the Mishnah what the reason for this is. Shekosvu afilu ksav ashuris ala klav ubinyoy. It looks outwardly like a beautiful sefer Torah, in the haskolis. So what's the reason? Shekiven, shehem adukim, since they're fervent, oivdei avodah zarah, bevadai kosvu oisom l'shem avodas kilulim. So that means when they wrote the shemis, so the shem avaya doesn't mean the Rabbeinu Shloilom. It means who they consider the ruler of the universe. So they can, so the shem is a title of the ruler of the universe. But they hold the ruler of the universe as their avodah zarah. So memele, this shame is no kedusha whatsoever. This is a whole sefer Torah that was written for another rishus. So memele, you burn it. So I don't know if you're allowed to burn it. You don't know who wrote it. Ain't a chanami. Well, the Vatican Mistama got it from they brought it here from the Vatican, Sifrei Torah?
Yes.
Where did they get it from?
Oh, they stole it from...
Oh, they stole it?
They, you know, the gold one. And,
what?
Where's the gold one? It was an exhibition in New York.
Yeah.
So then they get a lot of... They told me they get a lot of... They're not only sitting there. There.
Sure they do. The Domino. Yeah.
And so they tell us, they're not just only for me. The other thing also, students got a lot of... It's a big producer. And they stole them to the origins of art. But one of the reasons was making the video Jews and God. And they like, they don't fit with me. They had this problem.
So these were kosher Islam. Yeah. These are kosher Islam, yeah.
These were stolen from shoes.
Yeah, these were stolen from shoes in the Hanam.
Well, they were from the species.
And the Lechera say, but I don't know, an atheist, so by him there's no ruler of the universe. It is Afkim Kaim Devay the Zorev. I mean, basically, so I'm not, but I think an atheist is worse. As I, that's what I think, but I'm not clear in this.
My
who?
Sorry,
Yeah. You just try to get it. That's get it out of there. I mean, it won't become a Sefer Torah that it found itself in every form temple. It's a Sefer Torah. Here we're talking about that the Sefer Torah was written through Apikosim, so that doesn't have a Kedusha Sefer Torah. Yeah. Okay. Shekivin Shem Yevavadi Kosol Shem Avedis Kilulip. Now, Umikan Yesh Lahazir. Now, this I also don't understand too well, but let's see what we're talking about. Al-Oison Matveyesh Shelzov Vohesef, there were people, if they have made coins, Choshim coins out of gold and silver, Shetovu Oison Adukim L'Shem L'Shem Avodas Kilulim. That means, again, it seems the shame Havai, the shame of Dalad Oisius, I don't know what they had written. The shame of Dalad Oisius, they held that's the ruler of the world, but they have in mind a different ruler. And they, when they made golden coins, and they put these shamers, the thing, we'll see, the shame of Dalad Oisius, they put, I don't know how it was written, Lashon HaKodesh, but they put this on the golden coins. And it was made by people who are other Klavidas Orev. So Memele, so, but the very nice coins, the golden coins, the silver coins. So he says, Shasurim Litloisam ala Sefer Torah. Number one, don't put them on a Sefer Torah. They don't belong there. They're gold and they're nice, but they're written for Avodas Zarah, so don't hang them on the Sefer Torah, number one. And number two, these golden coins ain't lahachik oisam b'shusoi. Don't hold them in your house. Because this is, these are coins which were made, minted l'shem avodah zarah. Ela yatichin meyad, you should melt them. Kidei shelo yiyeh shum zikorin l'masayin. Fine. The gold and silver, you don't throw gold and silver in the garbage pail, but he says a better answer. You can keep the gold and silver, but you should melt it. You should melt it, and now you can use the gold and silver, and you mevatel the shame of the zorim. Yes.
But that's the only coin
that's not
sacred.
Well, we can talk about that soon. We're going to talk about, but these coins, these were not coins that were made for, these are gold and silver coins for currency. These were choshev, this was, a double hush of miyoy, the golden coin with whatever it was.
Yeah.
What?
The medal.
Oh, yeah. And the medallion, yes. Yeah. So, who said a hashivis? So, again, people wanted it cost $5,000 this coin to put on the safe at toilet. Has to show them. You have to know if it was minted by. This is what it is. So don't put it on the safe and tear it. Don't keep it in your house. You should melt it, and then you can keep it. But Rav, Meire Rav Yehuda Miller Nishtapik, Imuta Lahatichon, Shemo Einom Minim Lavoides Kivulim. That means all these coins they get, you have to know who minted them. You're 100% right. If there was mint in some way, they have a desire. You're right. But maybe those that made it were not the oy they have a desire. So now you're going to go and you have a sham in front of you. It seems the sham now nice, you said of it. You have a sham in front of you and you don't know what to do. Maybe it's a sham of a desire, then be out of Rami Kibach. No shiloh whatsoever. But maybe the person who minted it, he didn't write on the coin his yichus, who he is and who he believes, it was minted. So maybe he's not a noyvi davoy dezore. So perhaps it has. So wasn't made l'shem avoy dezore. So he was not too clear what to do. Imuta laticham. Shema eino minim l'avoy deskilulim. Now, ubitshuvis chavei shoyer. Simin Tazayin, Mater Lahatech Hamatbeyesh Shel Shem Ben Dalit. Again, the Matbeyesh with the Shem of Dalit Oishis, Shenasim Bimedinish Schweigen. This is Sweden. There are coins that summoned the Zman of the Havasyor, there was a Shem of Dalit Oishis. Mitam. Kinitbu lahoitziyom. These coins were not minted for any religious purpose. They were minted as a currency. And a shem that was written l'shem chol for a currency. There's no kedusha on it, and one is permitted to melt it. So that's what we're talking about. So we have to know by our coins what it says in what? Well, yeah, we trust, so you have to know. It's printed with some of the shame hoil. It's not printed, I don't know what they're printing it. What? Yeah, so they. You have to know, so yeah, okay, you have to know what they mean. But he says if it's made, the Chavashur says, I'm going to Kechidish. It was Nitrulahitzion. It seems the whole problem is if it was printed, was minted l'shem noya b'avaydazar. It was made only for a currency. It's a choil. It's Nitzvah b'feirish l'shem choil. That was not made l'shem kedusha. Some say, a good vote that they write over there. So I'll compare them this. It seems there's no Yisrael of Mechike. Ma'ashe noyagim ba'ezeh kehilois. Now this is something else. Shemavochim choylem, a very interesting minig they had. They used to make amisha berech for choylem. In bavur shekol akol noydrim stoke bavuray. Right? They made the Mishabesh. And while they said that in the middle of the week, not Shabbos, and then while they said the Mishabesh, the Gabbid went around with the Bushke, were making Mishabesh for the Chaylim. Babu Shakola called Miskalim Baburai. Everyone put in the coins in the bushkin. Umanichin akli emamois rusei al kodesh. There was such a minig. After we made a mishabeirach, and all the whole kill was giving money, and they put the pushke with all the coins in the Ol Kodesh, the Meishol. Look, Klal Yisrael, they're donating for this chaylan. La yafa oisen. That's not the right thing. So someone says, so the Taz says, again, you have to know how kosher the coins are, what it says on the coins. That's one thing. Forget about the coins, how kosher they are, they're not kosher. You're not allowed to put an Ohren Kodesh, it was made to hold the Sefer Torah. To put a Dover Shel Chayil is awesome. So here in Dushu, he brings down, one should not put chumashim or other svarim in an Ohren Kodesh. And there's a minig hashan, a rabbi, you put a ner in an Ohren Kodesh. That's wrong. You shouldn't do it. So that, just like we said, that minig is no good, this minig is also no good.
Well,
this comes all the
right?
Yeah. That's also wrong. That's wrong. Yeah. It's that these are the minhagim. Yes, limnaya haminig. Laniya chumashim b'shar sof zorim b'orin ha-kodesh, shizor loylas is kain. Gam kshein ha-sefer teire munich boim. And others put a ner in the Ohren Kodesh. They took out all the Sivrei Torahs, so they bring down, that's also awesome. This does not belong in the Ohren Kodesh. Could be a very nice intent in there, and to put it there, but it's you are being mezalzel in the Kedushas Ohren Kodesh. Ohren Kodesh was made to hold Sivrei Torah. Of the crown, I would think Lev Bezdin Masnalza, because you hold the crown for the Sefer Torah, so it could be this is maybe on the bottom, not on the top. The bottom, I don't know if that is Lucius Ohren Kodesh. No, the bottom, Mamish in the Ohren Kodesh. In the safe, I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know. That talk is a shaila. Because unless when that chalik is not oimid to hold the safe and trailer, because it was a different compartment, maybe.
Well, I'm like, it was, you know, the hell is.
I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you. Here he says, "Oniya chumoshim v'sar shal svarim bal kodesh shizor shleilasas kain." What do you mean, shal svarim?
How was those shoes? Not so many.
That was a shayla. That was a shayla. And tell me that's in. And they don't have a separate Ohren Kodesh? I know in Eretz Yisrael that they learn from a cloth, they have a separate Ohren Kodesh for them, for the Nevi'im. They have a separate Ohren Kodesh with a Peroshes and a Dos, and this is, that's what they have. Here it seems, Olaniya Chamoshim B'Shar Svarim Ohren Kodesh, Shleilasis Kain. Lachayre, it is Kedusha Sefer Torah, the Ohren Kodesh. Chos Beis, Teve Sha'ochas Bo'ul. We have a box, and the box started burning, and it's Shabbos. And I would very much want that the whole box shouldn't get burnt. Is Yochel Litzreis Oir Shel Gdi Mitzido Ha'achem, so take a skin of a Gdi, of a goat, and I'll spread it out on the chalik of the box, which as yet is not burning. She liked it so nice that it shouldn't burn. So what did I do? I didn't extinguish the flame. All I did was I made that the flame should not spread over the whole box. And this is permissible. Now, let us see, there's a Mishnah Berurah on this, and then we'll go further. Oil shall be lach. So he says, it is speaking about that it's a wet skin. Now, a wet skin is normally, a dry skin could be, is not mukzeh, because people sit on it. But a wet skin, which perhaps for a fire, it's very good, perhaps, but it's mukzeh. V'ayin b'simin shin ches sivchof ha'ilin yamukzeh. If it's mukzeh, if it's not mukzeh, that means there's a new shayla over here. The machaber did not go into Hilchis mukzeh. There's no shimush. It's like eitzim b'avonim. You don't use it. There's no. It's not a keli, and there's no shimush. What?
It's reflected,
no, it's wet. It's wet, yeah. That's also true. So there's no use. It takes him by on him. So Mamela, Solinia Mukset. Agavuche, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, when he says, explains this aloha, he says, it has to be something that it's not mukzeh. He was miyachet that I'm going to use. But, I mean, it's a problem.
This is with tanning weather.
What do you mean?
Tanning weather, like shouts, mukzeh.
Oh, yeah. Ach. So there's a problem. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the mukzah problem has to be addressed, and it's only mukzah if it's not mukzah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says. The Mishneh Berurah says it's speaking about a oir lach, and it's mukzah, so maybe the case is speaking about that before Shabbos was miyachin and he's going to use it for something, whatever. So now the Mishnah says, but I don't have any problem with this. Lefi amavua la'el b'sif beis b'day rishoyne t'tilto mukse muta b'mkoyim seide osi shapa b'pshites. So he says, I don't have any problems because we learned in sif beis, the first day you're holes. You're allowed to be metalto mukse, you're allowed to take out money. You're allowed to take out money because they won't be matter to take out money. It'll be mechalo Shabbos. It's to begin the same. And other mami that's me alma moinai. So they were matter tiltol mukse, but mokim hefsid. So he says, so what's the problem over here? Here, if I will not be matter for him to put this the oil agdi on the box, I have that hat up. So Mamela, he says, it's no problem. This is what the Mishneh Berurah says. I'd like to be more two horas on this. One horem. We had mentioned yesterday, the Mishneh Berurah says that this whole etter of the total mukzeh is not in the bayis sheyesh b'dleikah. It's in the next house. The bayis sheyesh b'dleikah, they were not matter to be the total mukzeh. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. He was talking about the bayis sheyesh b'dleikah. So, but I think this kasha is not shver, because this is not abaye sheyesh b'dleikas. Abaye sheyesh b'dleikas, I think, means the house is burning. So a house is burning, a person is bohul, and then they made a whole bunch of chumash to only take out shalish. So this, you can't do it. This person is an amat of behilas, he's very vatumot. Here we're talking about nothing, the house isn't burning. He just wants this box, who knows where the box is, he wants that the box shouldn't completely burned. But could be the house isn't burning over here, and the house won't burn. It's on the dirt floor, the house won't burn. I want to save the box. So Mamela here, so we don't have that problem with Sibes. What?
We'll take the box out.
And the sailors, where you can take it, there's a place where to take it. He wants to save the box, he'll take it up. So he's putting an oil. Now we have another Chiddush over here that he says, the Mokim say that we were only speaking about to save money. L'cheira, money is ain odam mami that's me alma moina. Here I am saving. Here I'm saving a box. So he's saying, Tiltal Muksa is mutter to save a box. Now someone tainted a very interesting tainted. If that's true, so let's say if I have a tablecloth and you have a candle that's going to fall on the tablecloth, so I'm allowed to take the candle and put it in the bathtub or outside. I mean, I'm allowed to take it be a dime. This is l'chayra. I'm taking this is a total mutzah. The mokim say this. It's either that if I take the candle now, here I'm taking this oil which is mutzah, and I'm the mishmaru says I'm allowed to do it to avoid the pseid of the box. So l'chayra. So someone tied it. The same thing should be. If a candle is going to fall down, I'm going to have a nice lace tablecloth and it's going to get ruined. So Lachair is able to take the Adayim, this candle, and be metalkal it. But that's called the Mokim Seidel. Okay, that is the first aloha. Let's go further. Now, Voisin mechitze b'chol akelin lahavsik bein adleket afilu klicheres chadoshim meleim mayim sheyevada yisbako kshetagila madleket de garam kibui muta and remosas b'mokim pseidet. So let us say what he just said over here. So he says, Amurdike Chiddush. He's saying a Chiddush as follows. I have, the room is burning, and I don't want the fire to continue. So I'm going to take 20 kli cheres. I have brand new kli cheres. I'm going to put them, make like a barrier between the fire. I'm going to fill up these 20 kli cheres with water. And then when the fire comes to the Kli Cheres is a new one, it's going to split, it's going to burst, and the water will extinguish the flame, and it's mutter. Why is this mutter? It's mutter, this is called Gram Kivoy. I did not extinguish the flame. I put water in the Kli Cheres. You know who extinguished the flame? The flame. The flame did it itself. The flame burnt the Kli Cheres, and because of that, the flame got extinguished. But I didn't do it. I was going. That's true. I was going, but I didn't do it. So the Gemara says, Gram Kibui is mutter. So Grad, he brings down over in Dirshu, he brings down, he says, okay, who is a Kli Cheres, a new Kli Cheres nowadays? We don't have this. He says, so I'll tell you, I'll take garbage bags. I'll hold them up with water, and I'll make a barrier of garbage bags, and then I'll come to there. They'll burst, so he brings down, this is also, because the garbage bag is a fuel for the flame. The garbage bag will burn. So it's considered, I put in front of the flame, fuel. Yeah, later there's water there also, but the garbage bag has a din of fuel, and you're not allowed to do that. That's what he says. So this is awesome. Sif Chav Gimel Talis Sha'ochas Bo Ha'ul You have a callus, a baggage that started to burn. But this baggage is folded up. It's folded up. Now, the way this callus is folded up, it's going to start to burn, and it's folded up, and it starts burning over here. I got news for you. It's the whole callus will get burnt because it's folded up. So everything is right in front of the flames, and it will get burnt. So, Poishto is allowed to open up the talis, which alone is one Yeshua. When you open it up, so you're taking away the potential fuel. Like this whole talis was folded up, so this was my mission. I'm to get burned. Number one, I spread it out, which will take away the fuel, which didn't start burning yet.
When the talis was folded up, they have two problems.
Fine.
So when you open it up, it's fine. Okay, yeah, it's all over.
Fine.
That would still be just the one corn. Well,
between
the middle,
to get the angles. I don't know. It seems over here, but it just started the fire. I don't think it's the way
you are.
I hear, yeah. So then you won't accomplish too much by opening it.
Don't worry, I don't know the other.
Somehow it so could be it's not like that. It just started to burn in one corner, and by opening it up, it's just in that corner. And okay, that's a roishto umis kasebo, and he covers himself with it. And somehow it seems by covering yourself with the talis, this will make that the fire should not go further. Behine, I don't know if that's the case. Behine choshesh im tisbe, and he's not afraid. It's by opening it up and wearing it, he's not afraid if through this the flame will not go further. He should not be miskaven, but this is we don't know exactly what this means, but we'll have to stop here and we'll learn Mitzvah Hashem next week. We'll explain some of
it.
It seems it's not a sakona. It seems that what he's doing is enhancing the kibbutz. What?
Obviously, the quality falls short of what I'm doing.
I understand.
So it's actually a few weeks to do it.
Who says this?
A few weeks ago.